We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara on top of the Amud of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts off, Mai Taimo Mishum Niklo. And to Shiloh what the Gemara is going on, which part of the Mishnah the Gemara is going on, there's two Pshatim in the Achrayin and what's going on. Either it's going on the Alocha that Oiches Bevgadov and the Chazan pulls it and it rips. So he's saying, why do you do that? Either that and saying the reason because of Mishum Niklo, that you have to embarrass him. And the other pshat is, why you tie him to the Amid is as Nikla. And someone agarists these words. The Bach takes out these words, my time is from Nikla. Om Rav Sheshes from Rolezv and Azariah. Menayin l'ritzua, shihi shel egel. How do you know, Mishnah said that the ritzua is made from a strap, from an egel, which is a shor. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk. How do you know? So how are you supposed to use a ritzua shel egel? In the pasuk it says, abom yakenu, and the next pasuk, Pasuk Dal, this is Perichofe Pasuk Gimel. It says Abarim Yakenu Lo Yosef, and the pasuk finishes off Niklachicha Leinecha. And the next pasuk says Lo Sachsim Shor Bedishoy. When we darshin from the Smichus, from that the pesukim are next to each other, we darshin that we used a ritzua of an eagle, which is a shor ben yomi nikrashar. So when I learn ritzua shivet shel eagle, so Abarim Yakenu V'Samach Lo Sachsim Shor Bedishoy. V'Am Rav Sheshes M'Shem Rav Loz Ben Azariah. When now darshan a few smichusin, things that are next to each other, even though there's no shaykh so much to makis, and we'll get back to the Mishnah makis. So usually, if the yavama falls to a yavam, which means her husband dies and they don't have any children, so the brother is supposed to do yibum. So he really encouraged her to do the mitzvah yibum. But in a case where the brother is a mukah shchin, he's not a well person, so then we don't force her. We don't force her to do yibum. So not only yavam shenoflin pnei mukav v'shchin she'in chois minayi. So we don't force her to do yibum. Techsiv loisachsim shor b'dishay. V'somachlein the next parsha after loisachsim shor b'dishay is the parsha of yibum. Kiyeshu achim yachdov is pasuk hey. It's a pasuk after this. So we darshin that loisachsim that we don't force yavam to do yibum in a case where the reason is warranted. If the guy is not a bamum and he's a regular person, then we do encourage her to do yibum. Which the Rivan learns means chalamoid, chalamoid. Anyone who does malacha on chalamoid and embarrasses chalamoid, ki'ilu oivid of Ezara. It's ki'ilu did of Ezara. The Chesiva says in the Pasuk, Elehema seichel isasalach, which is of Ezara, besomachlei, and the Pasuk next to that says, it's chagam matzah, tishmar, it's a Pasuk afterwards, in Parashas Kisisa, it's Perak Lamadal, the Pasuk Yudzayin. And next pasuk Yuches says is Chagam Matzis Tishmar. So you see, as a shaychis, so the Rivan speaks out. Maybe it's a regular yontif that we know already. There's the Isser Lav. So it must be it's going on Chol HaMoed. That's also a Siyas Malacha. And anyone who does Malacha is Doimet Avei Dizar. Vam Rav Sheshes the last Smichus. Vam Rav Sheshes from Rav Lozman Azariah. Come Asap Loshon Hara. Anyone who talks Loshon Hara, Chol Makab Loshon Hara, except Loshon Hara, Chol Ameid Edis Sheker, and he says he's a false witness. Roy lashdich leklavim. He's roy to be thrown to the dogs. The siv says in the pasuk lekelav tashdichu noisai. It's a pasuk in Mishpatim talking about the treifa. Says va'anchikayish tion liv v'sadav treifa loisachelu lekelav tashdichu noisai. And the next pasuk says leisisa shem hashav atoshes yodcham rosh alias eid chamas. So it's klar you shouldn't mekabel ashnar leisisa shem hashav and also klar about edus atoshes yodcham rosh alias eid chamas. And I, the talking Lashnara, you also read it like Sashi, it means you should not talk Lashnara. The Chal Tashikhan Oisai, Samach Lashisa Shem Ashav, Karinami, Loi Sashi. It said in the Mishnah that there were two extra Ritzuas, besides for the Shtaim Shem Arba of the straps that were made from a shar, which from a calf, there were two Ritzuas of a donkey. And they were there, we said over two Pshatim in the Mishnah, that means it was sewn in, or it was just one of the extra, it was extra straps. The Shal was, what straps of Chamar doing with these straps? So the Gemara Tana Shel Chamar. Why do we add a strap of a donkey? Gedarish Ahu Gilo Elo Rachista. A certain Gilo Darshin the front of Rachista. Yedei Hashar Keneu VeChamar Avis Balav. The pasuk says when giving Musa the Klal Yisrael, it says Ishar knows his master. VeChamar Avis Balav knows the trough of his master. Yisrael Lo Yada Ami Lo Yisbainen. Yisrael does not know Lo Yada Ami. They don't know who I am. That's what we're saying about Klal Yisrael. So Amakar Shbaruch Hu Yavi Mishim Akir Avis Balav. So we say the chamar that knows Eva's Baalav, knows where his food comes from, the Yifra Mimian should pay the person who doesn't realize where he comes from. Shein Maki of Eva's Baalav is not Maki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we use a strap of a chamar to remind the Yid about this pasuk. Yodo Tafach. It says that the handle of a strap is a tafach, and the width of a strap is a tafach, and the length, if you're hitting him in the back, it goes across his whole back, and all the way to the stomach in the front. So it would sound like that's the length, so you have to have a custom-made strap for each person. Depends how fat he is, depends how big he is, how small he is. So it comes out, you have a bunch of different straps there, and everyone have to measure it to his size. And that's not mistavra. Then you'll have a bunch of ritzuas, and that's not mistavra. Had like a knot in the middle of it, and you could adjust the size of the strap. When you want, you tie it. Then you make it loose. You have a knot that you put up and down, and that can make it shorter and longer. Malkin oisai, it says that you give him malchus while he's bending over this amud, and you do shlish milafanov shteyados ma'achrav, which means altogether 39. You do a third in the front, 13 in the front on his stomach, and the other two thirds in the back, 26 in the back, altogether 39.
How did he reach the front of the post standing there?
That's a good question. It must be he was standing back from the post. He wasn't standing close to it. He was bending down, and they had to go to the front. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Rivan talks about if he was standing on a stone, how does he do it sideways? This is very hard. Standing directly behind him, just hard to start. That he says that the Rivan says you bend down to the side and you do it sideways. So in the front also, you have to somehow go around. You could hit him from the back. You could stand in the back, but you're hitting him in the front. You wrap your hand around and you have to hit him. Yeah, it's the same question. But vice versa, there was room in between that you get in there. So it says, Omar, that says in the pasuk, not immediately, Omar Kahana Domakra, the pasuk says, that's the lashon of the pasuk. So we darshin risha achas mafanov and shtei risha is ma'akrav. One risha in front and two risha is ma'akrav. Now, what exactly is the drasha? So it's not clear. The Rivan says that we know shtei risha is in the back from the word b'mispar. So it's a little bit shvaz. I guess b'mispar means a number. The smallest number is two. So you do one number in the front, which is Risha Achas, and the back you do a misbar, which is two Rishais. That's what Rivan learns. Rashi and Chumash learns that it means that you do lefon of Kedei Rishasai, and Laachrov more than Kedei Rishasai. So that's how you know it's double. So it says in the back you do more Kedei Rishasai. That's the way, but it's very exactly what Rashi is about. Kapon, we dash on the psukim that you split it up one third and two thirds. Ain Malkin Oisoi, it says that you're not Malkin Oisoi, not standing, he's bending down. And it says in the Mishnah that you have all these, you hold the one hand. It says, Ve'imaka Oisoi, Emwid Loish Yoshev, Elamaitash, and Vapilu Ashoifet. And then it says, Maka, Maka, Biyadi Achas, Chol Koichoi, Vakari, Kari. So, Zok to Gemara. Ain Malkin Oisoi, Yom Rav Chistam, Rav Yechon, Amen, Ain Lever Tush, Mechabal, Hain, Lever Tush, Double Dove, Shnemar, Ve'pilu. And we darsh from the word v'pilu, v'chpilu. That's the Masha brings down from the Yeshalmi that you read it v'chpilu, like double. Loshon v'pilu, you read, Loshon of the Yeshalmi, v'yalkot of Yeshalmi furish, al tikri v'pilu, ela v'chpilu. That's Loshon of Masha. Like double. Break the marvel, boil legufe. You need legufe to teach us that he has to be bending down. Like I said, you don't hit him while he's standing, he's leaning over. In kelech to kray yatiu. My hepilu, shmamina tarati. Why is it v'pilu? It says that the chazan hits him when it's falling down. So we know he has to be bending down. That's what we need it for. How do you know v'chpilu? Teretz Yeshur said yatiu, which also means leaning down. My hepilu is shmarina tarati, both drushes. So it says a maka maka v'yadai. They do one hand to have a lot of kayach. Tanaban, imam midim chazanim el chasari kayach v'yisari mada. Tanakama says that you use the Afka, a person who's not so strong. We have Rachmanis on this poor guy, and therefore you use a guy who's not so strong. The Yeseri Mada is also, he's smart. He's not a low IQ guy. And what's the reason? So it says in Rishon, the reason is, when he's on a Yeshiva Das, sometimes someone get very involved in his hitting, and he could lose count, and he could also hit like a too crazy. So therefore we want to make sure he's a person who has Yeshiva Das. That's what Tanakam says. You know, not makbar on that. Even if you punk to have a guy who's not so smart and he has a lot of koyach, you're allowed to use him. That's what Tosfos learns. Doesn't say you have to use that. You're not makpid to use daf because someone who's weak. You shouldn't chas v'shalom add any malchus. Pen Yosef, maybe he's going to do an add on. And Pen Yosef like Yosef leila makarab of niklachich leinach. So they aren't bishlam v'chaseri mada haydo tarach lazurit. Bishlam if he's not shavik tam talk, he's not yishev das. So then you have to warn him. Eli armit yaseri mada mitarach lazurit. You have to warn him. He knows. He's calm and collected. He knows what to do. Rabbanan says no. Aim is zarzim on mazurus. The best person to give him his instructions or someone who already is accepts instructions. If I care, that's better. We say lo Yosef to the person who already is halfway there. Aim is zarzim on mazurus. Tano kishu magbia when he picks up the strap magbia b'shay yada picks up with two hands. Kishu makke when he hits makbia the akas one hand. Kehechi leisim ididay with loshen is. Which means it should come with kayak. And if you come down with one hand. The biggest of the yonim reads the parasha. Hasheni the second one counts the malchus. The third one gives the patch. If he's getting his full 39, so marich. It's not if you realize the psukim are not that many words, so he's marich in the psukim. Like we saw in the Mishnah, all the different psukim. Three out of those four psukim actually have 13 words, so three of those psukim will be 39. So but it was more than a word in Makkah, obviously. So you might work a little bit. Mizman shemakim ma'etas, if you're giving him less, like we assessed him for less, makatsi. You read very quickly. For anything tomorrow, what's the big deal? Just read it again. Vanan tanan, choyzat chiyos amikra. You read it again. So I'm going to mitzvah time. The mitzvah is to read it once, and even mitzamsim mamish to read it once with the makas. Then you're right. If you didn't wear mitzamsim, you go back to the beginning and start again. Tal Rabbanon says in the Braisa, it says in the Mishnah, the pasuk rather, the pasuk says, "Arbam yakenul Yosef pen Yosef lakoysal ela makar rabba menik lachich leinacha makar rabba." So really, you need the beginning of this Braisa and the Sefri, which is not in our Gemara. The Gemara first starts off. It says. Maybe the whole time is if he does more than 39, that's 40. But let's say he does more than the assessment. The assessment is for 18 or 15, and he does more than that. Is there? And then the Gemara says, only if you do like five more. If you do one more, if you do one more than the assessment, menayin that there's an iser, tamal yosef, that you're not allowed to do no matter what. M.K. Matamalema Rabba Makaraba. Why say Pen Yosef Makaraba? Why is it Makaraba? Limel Rishoinois Shei Makaraba. Teaching us that the regular klep should be Makaraba, which the Rivon learns, should be Bechol Koichai. So there's a din Bechol Koichai. It could be a weak person, but it has to be Bechol Koichai. Israel Tvo has a question over here. I'm just revolving that question and saying that here, Avad has to be Bechol Koichai, Makaraba, but it doesn't have to be a strong person like the Tanakhama said. Zok de Gemara Vay. They said the Mishnah in the Skalkel that if he has an accident and he goes to the bathroom, Peshas Maiso, we pat him from Malchus because he got embarrassed. Tanar Abonim. We had in the Mishnah two sheetas and we have here a third sheet. Tanar Abonim. Echad the Ish, Echad the Isha, Berev Lemayim. The Rebbe Meir holds the only time he gets potter from Malchus if the person gets embarrassed with Rei and not with just Meir Aglayim. And Saya Ish and Isha have the same halacha that it's only enough embarrassment if it's Rei, not Mayim. Have you daimer? Her Ish Berei, Isha Mayim. Her Isha will get embarrassed already from seeing Meir Aglayim. Her Ish Tafka Berei. Both are considered embarrassment, Saya for Ish, Saya for the Isha. So there are three different shittas. Here we say in the Brisa it says Rabbi Huda holds that an ish berei v'isha v'mayim, and here it says echad ish v'echad isha berei. Sounds like dafka. They both are equal. That we see rei, they go free. Masha'inkin, but isha has an extra thing like mayim. Like Tosha speaks out different masks. Shneim shavim umi isha af mayim. Yeah. Amar Shmuel comes with a big chiddush, very big chiddush. Amar Shmuel. Koftu, if you tied him to the post, v'rotz, mi'bezdin. He ran out of Bezdin, and he escaped, potter, he's potter. And the reason is, because you tied him, and you're about to hit him, that was a bazillion, and he also had to run away. And if you look at Rashi in Masechta Shavuos, it says, "V'nispaza b'menusa zu v'ika v'nikla kivan shenikla harei achicha." He ran away. He had to run away. It's very embarrassing, escaping from a bezdin, you know, with his hands tied behind his back, whatever it is. So he's running away, and it's embarrassing. That alone also is a kiyum of the malchus. Tanu. So that's the shita of Shmuel. So meisvei kala. Kala means if he had this accident. Skalka barei. He went to the bathroom. So beimber is shayna, beimber shnia poitu meisai. Sai before he got hit, and sai after he got hit. Which means Rishayna means the chazan picked up his hand to hit him and he had an accident, so then it potter. And Sai after the first clap, about to have a second clap also, Paitamaisai. But Nifsukha Ritsua, if the Ritsua snapped, Bishniya Paitamaisai, because he already got one hit. He was hit once. But Rishayna, but for the first time, ain't Paitamaisai, because he was not nikla yet. He didn't get hit yet. And the kasha is, what do you mean? We just said, if kaftur, and he ran away, it's already considered embarrassed. So we already spoke out the Teretz. Am I lavik karat? And for the Gemara, no. Hasam rats, akalai rats. Like we spoke out from Rashi and Shavuos, the running away also is part of the bezayin. So nifska ratsu, there's no bezayin besides being tied to the post and being attempted to be hit. So, and then it snapped. That's a bezayin, but not enough of a bezayin. There, you ran away as well. That adds to the bezayin, and therefore you're part of it. Tonu rabbanon. Umdu, if they assessed him, that l'kashayilka, that when he gets malchus kalo, he's going to go to the bathroom, then pater myself. They pater l'kashayetze me bezdin kalo, if they assess him that after he leaves bezdin, he's going to get embarrassed, then malchus myself, we give him malchus, and if afterwards he has this accident, so then he goes to the bathroom, then, so it's fine. B'loyoy, el fila kalo betchilo, if just from the fright of getting malchus before they even started, he saw Rei Malkanos, still give Malkanos. Shneimar v'kov v'nikla v'loyi, and not that shenikla kvar abezdin. It has to be that it happened from the fright of being a kov, which means that he was about to hit him and he saw Rei, or he hit him and he saw Rei. That's when it's potter. But it's before they started or afterwards. That's not enough to be called v'nikla, and therefore. He doesn't get potter from Malkus from that unless it's Peshas Maisa.